How are you feeling, family of God?
Нормально?
Good?
Все загорели.
Everybody tan?
Молодцы.
Good.
Я благословлен тем, что
I'm blessed by the fact that I am a part of this church, and I'm very thankful to God. Yes, I'm part of the church. Yeah. What do you think? I was the first one in the church. Anyway. So let's welcome with great applause our virtual church. We bless all of you that are in different parts of this world. And maybe they're not a physical part of us, but they are virtually just, they receive same revelations and same impartation, same glory as we hear, because God, he doesn't care the distance, and he doesn't need to have someone physically there to impart something. He can do what he wants, wherever he wants, whenever he wants. So, beloved, we will go into the Word. I'll say this. The Lord is not releasing me from my message that he gave me. It's called the knowledge of yourself. It's a series. And, you know, many years ago, I understood that this is one of the biggest reasons why we have what we have sometimes. We don't know the author of the Bible. We kind of know him, like there's God in heaven, we pray and we read, but we really fully do not understand. What is prayer? We try to preach, and we don't understand that it's not just preaching. You know, that's not it. We haven't seen the real thing, how it should be done. We don't know much. And you know what? When the Lord started leading me in this path, he said, Sonny, first of all, I want to open up to you who you really are before I will show you myself. First of all, I need you to know who you are, because through the creation, the Creator is known. And by looking at the creation, you can comprehend God. If you can't comprehend the creation, you can't comprehend the Creator. There are many different makers of cars, and some creations are better than others. Let's not go into the, you know, types of cars and, you know, the names, because some people like those cars, so I don't want to offend anybody, so I'll say this. Someone paid a price, and you know what? And you understand where it is, it, and you understand what it is. So, beloved, I will go into a message that I've called, "You only see what you want to see." Some of you totally did not get it, what this is. And today, towards the end of the message, I will explain to you. You know that we have a very unique friendship with our eyes, our vision. You know that a human is that being that five people gather around the same subject that they're all looking at, and everybody's going to see something different. You understand? Not just different, but completely say against something. For instance, somebody could say, this is God himself, and the other will say, this is Satan from hell. Explain to me what this is. Same subject, a couple of people, different vision and comprehension of what they see. Have you ever noticed that in your life? You know, today we'll talk about this. We'll talk about our vision. I don't want to go a little bit forward. It's a very unique message. May the Lord give me time to speak it all today. Have you ever noticed how unique the man is created in a unique way? You know, for many years I've been consulting pairs before the wedding, during the time of wedding, during the time after the wedding. And you know, why are you smiling? There probably is something there. What's unique is that before the wedding, the bride and the groom, they see a very unique substance before themselves. You understand me? Their vision is very unique. Their focus is upon the best quality, best things. Someone will come and say, do you know him? She says, oh, I'm not going to listen to this. This is the best guy ever. This is the most wonderful, the smartest guy on this earth. You understand me? It's very unique. It's the same pair that was with me in the office 2 years before that. And they are, for instance, on the line of breakup. And you'd say it's the same person, but he has a completely different vision, and he could be speaking that this person is from hell. I want to see him. Tell me what changed. Not man. What changed is your acceptance or how you see your comprehension of that person. He didn't become more. But you just finally saw what you didn't see before. Just like vice versa, the man sees what he didn't see before. Amen? So,
за уникальная штука это зрение?
What is this unique thing?
Vision.
Sometimes it's so confusing and so deceiving. I don't understand. Someone can look at the message and hear the message, and all he can see is jeans. Pants that I'm wearing. And another person cannot see anything besides God and His revelation. Same computer, same voice, same person speaking, but two different substances are observing. You understand that Jesus, throughout the whole book of the Gospels, He was always talking about the eyes and the ears. You understand? These are the most phrases He spoke. It's about the eyes. Look at the New Testament. You will be amazed how Jesus, time again, would remind and remind. Why? Why is it there's such disagreement? Before the marriage, this is so beautiful. It's Christ Jesus Himself. After the wedding, it's Lucifer the devil. After divorce, it's Lucifer and his team. And you can't understand. I think we were consulting these people. They're on the same couches as they were last time. So what happened with all this time? Hello? Apparently, we see what we want to see. You know, I started thinking, I said, Lord, so if I see what I want to see, then I want to see something else. You understand? You know that everything in this world has been discovered and does exist before your eyes. You just don't see it. It's right here. It's touching your nose. You understand? And you look at it and try to prove to it. Like a Pharisee. Remember, this is Jesus. He is touching your nose with his finger. 2,000 years ago, here he is, Christ, Messiah, that you've been waiting for. What, are you blind? They do not see. This is it. You can touch Him. This is Christ. That's it. You touch Him and the glory of God is in your life. Here He is. He is walking on earth. Here He is. In the flesh. This is your Messiah, awaited one. You know why? Vision. Vision. You know that we live in a wonderful time when this revelation will have to enter into the body of Christ. Problem is not that this does not exist. You do not see it. You understand me? Everything has been given by God. When He said it is finished, it means it is finished. And God cannot lie. You just don't see, you do not see what has been finished. And here He is before you, Christ, in all of His manifestations with signs, wonders, and miracles, and you will stand there and say, and tell Him, this is the devil, to the Christ Himself. They do not accept you. They don't accept us. Oh, I'm so amazed. They didn't accept Jesus. God, this is God manifested. Here He is. And they tell Him, this is Satan. We look at him from this side and the left side. That's Satan. They don't accept us. Forget about it. King of kings, the creator of the universe, slain lamb from the beginning of the ages. They haven't seen Him when they were looking at Him. So when you pray for somebody, say this, Lord God, let him see. It is before him. Have you ever noticed how in the same church, one person can sit and grumble, this is so bad, the pastor is so bad, and messages are just complete nonsense, and the other sister says, I'm enjoying every drop of the presence in this building. I don't even need the pastor, just let me just soak somewhere in a corner. You understand me? What is that? It's not me, it's you. This is you, for sure, because you cannot make a pot of oatmeal, place 10 people around them, and say, and then two people will complain about it, and the other will eat. with appetite. It's not the problem in the oatmeal. The problem is in the people who eat it and their comprehension of it. Why does this happen? Because every one of us, we have a micro-world. Micro-world. Look, that has been made up by someone based upon what is in your micro-world subconsciously takes up that position in your world, and that's where you come out of. Have you ever seen women that just, for instance, a woman that just got married, and she knows that he's a bad guy, he's a thief, he is a drug addict, he's just a bad person, and he thinks he's all cool. He drives a Mercedes, and she knows, yes, sometimes he hits me in the face, but I love him. And other women around her tell her, what are you, stupid? So fine, she divorced him. In a week, she finds someone who's exactly the same. He just doesn't drive a Mercedes, he drives a Bentley. Now he's got two golden fillings. Now, he doesn't just punch her, he kicks her as well. Why? Why is that? The person is drawn to the same thing. It's like a pattern. They've been married for three times, and three of those guys have been idiots. Why? Because this is your micro world. You see what you want to see. You think that these are cool guys? This is something so awesome. But for real, this is fake. It's just emptiness that eventually will drop you. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm speaking as an example, like a story, like a parable. When a person can choose the same thing. Have you ever seen how people change states in America, for instance? Three times they move to different states. And everywhere is just horrible. We're going there. Where? You know that, you. Remember an example. How when people say, there's only half a cup. And the other says, wow, already half a glass. Half. You could see the glass half empty or half full. And it all has to do with your opinion. You know, by moving to different states in the beginning, you could say, oh, everything is so wonderful, so great. And later on, you start grumbling and complaining. What is this? What is this? 10 miles to the store. I have to drive 10 miles to get to the store before. It was like 3 meters before the store's parking lot. And the crocodiles were not crawling through my property. And now there's scorpions, shut your doors. Do not leave your shoes outside because spiders can climb in there. And now this state is no longer that warm for you and inviting. Yeah. I understand I like this warmth, but look at all these creatures, nasty things that like the warmth as well, and they're all over. Have you ever noticed that it's not the state that has a problem? It's someone sits and he loves every spider, every snake, and every crocodile. Why? Because he is looking differently. He sees different things than you do. So vision. What is vision? Every one of us has a micro world inside based upon what is in that micro world. Subconsciously, everything will bounce off from that micro world, everything that happens in your world and who you will be surrounded with. So, beloved, the problem is not that you get into a situation that are wrong situations. No, the problem is that you are attracting into yourself wrong situations because you are made up of wrong situations that attract, like a magnet, the same thing. Understand me? Have you noticed how people changed one job, second job, third, and it's the same thing? No one can stand him. Ask yourself this question. Problem is not with your fourth boss. Problem is with you that is working for this fourth, boss. Why is it all of this religious elite in the days of Jesus, when they were looking at him, they didn't see Jesus, even though they were all waiting for Messiah? You understand what I'm saying here? We are waiting for Messiah. Messiah, here I am. No, we're waiting for him. What? You are looking at the wrong things, and you're searching for wrong things, and you see and do not see. You are listening, and yet you do not hear. You understand? Take something for yourself. You have to understand that the problem is not over there. The problem is right here, and it was always there. Do not change the surroundings. You just have to change the way you comprehend or the way you see what you see. And then even the most unloved things will become beloved. This is why the Lord does not like grumbling and complaining, because someone in that situation sees best things. And the other people grumble and complain, and they see bad things everywhere. Have you ever seen people that in the best thing, they'll find something to argue about and complain about? And no matter what you tell them, they'll say, I've seen it, I've had it. We moved past that. You look at him, you don't even want to talk to him because he knows more than God. You probably amazed God faster than that person. Jesus said, you will look with your eyes and not see. You will hear with your ears and not hear. Matthew 13:14. Let's open that up. Matthew 13:14. And then indeed is the process of the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, you shall indeed hear and hear, but never grasp and understand. You see how the translation says here. You will hear and hear, but never grasp or understand. You shall indeed look and look, but never see and perceive. Yes, these people, their nation's heart has grown gross, fat and dull, and their ears heavy and difficult of hearing, and their eyes they have tightly closed, lest they see and perceive with their eyes and heart. You see, is the heart the key to seeing. The heart needs to perceive and comprehend to see with the eyes. And even this message will only be understood by those that are able to hear. For other people, be occasional look at him. He is wearing kids again. And that's it? Yes. Look what he's telling disciples. 15 again. For this nation's heart has grown gross, fat, and dull, and their ears heavy and difficult of hearing, and their eyes have tightly closed, lest they see and perceive with their eyes and hear and comprehend the sense with their ears and grasp and understanding with their heart and turn in, and I will heal them. You see the key to see. You know why they didn't see? Because none of them will want to say, God, what if I do not see correctly? And this what if gives God a legal right to fix your vision. They say, no, this is the devil. This is his problem. You understand what I'm saying? Look. Look, look, look. But to the disciples, look, that means God, I understood one thing, God does not open up the eyes. He is searching for people that see. He is searching. He doesn't say, okay, let's open up the eyes for these guys, we'll shut these people's eyes. All of you just go away, I don't like you. Your eyes are yellow. Look. Verse 16, Matthew 13:16. But blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied are your eyes because they do see, and your ears because they do hear. What is Jesus? He wasn't speaking about physical eyes and ears. No. Everyone, all of them, all 5,000 of them are sitting there and listening. God is always searching for those individuals that are able to hear and to see. You'll see everybody's able to hear and see. I tell you this, that it's far from the truth. Not everyone who has eyes to see and ears to hear do that. Not even close. You might not even just show a person. You will give them an explanation. This is what this revelation does and what it means. And they will not comprehend. Look at the way he's waving when he's preaching. Look, this just was a great explosion of revelation in my life, and this phrase changed the direction of my life. Look at him. Look at the way he's spitting as he's speaking. And you're looking and you're saying, "Oh, Lord." What's worse than that is if in a family one sees and the other is blind, one hears and the other is completely deaf. I fear for you, because no one can fix that besides the one that hears. You need to give him a legal right, God, to fix, to bring your vision into calibration. God, show me. Where are you? Who are you? Why are you here? Show me yourself. No, I know how God works. This is not God. Wow, that's deep. I want to study at your feet because I really don't know what you're saying. I don't. I'm attracted by people like that. Tell me. Share with me the next sign or wonder that the Lord shared with you, or the revelation that he gave you yesterday. I want to study at your feet because you know everything. You know what? God's like a moon. The further he is, the more you understand, the closer, the more you don't understand because it's so big and vast. It's like the sun. It's so huge. And you say, yes, it's the sun. I know the sun. There's the sun. Why is it there? Look at the size. It's like the size of a 1 cent penny. I know the sun. Sit on a rocket, go towards the sun, get to know the sun. You understand? Some will say, the closer I am to God, the bigger he becomes. The further that you are away, the more you understand, because you don't understand anything. The closer you come, you say, whoa, what? Sun? Look! The sun can fit so many planet Earth into it. I mean, so many. How many of them can you fit in there? A lot. I didn't even know that the sun is so big. And that's the sun. How about God? God created the sun. Mathematics, you seem something easy. While you have $3 on your pocket and somebody owes you $5. Beloved, but when you go into higher levels of education and like calculus and on, and you try to figure that out, you'll probably discern or try to, you will explain or interpret the tongues faster than you do the equation that is presented to you in that particular level of education. Jesus was always saying it. My opinion is this one of the most used phrases of Jesus said. Practically nobody understood it. Mark 4:9. He would always use it. Always, always, always. Everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. After the message, after his parable, after explanation of something. In the beginning, he would always share it. And he said, he who has ears to hear, let him be hearing, and let him consider and comprehend. In other words, the light came and they didn't see him because they weren't searching. Do you know that history says that when the pilgrims came into America as a continent, they said, we discovered America. No, America wasn't discovered by, whoever said that they discovered it. It was discovered by the Indians, the Native Americans that lived here. You just didn't know about it. So when they came and discovered America, you know that these Native Americans would come together, the Native, people of this land, they said that when hundreds of ships would come close and they could see them on the horizon, over the horizon line. Native Americans, they said they didn't even see the ships or the boats because they only started seeing once they saw people rowing towards the shore. They never even noticed those. You know why? Because they never knew what it was. They never even thought of looking that far. So historians are writing, they said that before people from the boats would come onto the shore, the Native Americans, Indians, never saw them. It was so something so misunderstood by them that they didn't even know what to say about it. What is it? We don't know what it is. You understand me? It's history. It's historical things. You can read it in the Bible. Look. What ears was Jesus talking about? Not about your physical ears. You know why people look with their eyes at signs or wonders and do not understand? This is something because they do not understand or comprehend. They don't ask God. Just try asking God with all your knowledge of God. Ask him a small question. God, what if I am wrong? This question can only be asked by the one that the Holy Spirit has been, you know, speaking to, or he received the touch from the Holy Spirit. And he says, ask me, and I shall give you the eyes to see, and will reveal to you, because in your days, great and powerful things are happening, and you're living in that same city where it's all happening. You don't need to go anywhere. It's right there before you. You just do not see because you don't want to see. Look. Jesus said in parables. You understand why Jesus was speaking in parables. Why was he speaking in parables and stories? Because he knew. Listen very carefully. Let nothing distract you. Because he knew that no matter how he tried to explain or teach, majority of the ones that were listening or looking at him, they will not understand everything he said. You understand what I'm saying, right? Even if Jesus right here will do all of this, they will not understand because to understand, you need this draw for understanding to see. You need to at least know what you're seeing, or at least want to know what you're saying. They tell him, Jesus, why are you speaking parables? Because he says, because I'm telling them, because they will not understand anyway. But to you I will explain all things because your souls or your ears are able to hear. For them it's just stories. Just stories. The kingdom of God is like, you know, the nets in the sea. And they're like, wow, this is so interesting. What a cool story. But Jesus knows. No matter what he does, they will not comprehend because they are not searching for it. Or even worse, what could happen? They could push it away because their vision is concentrated on something completely different. Look, a majority of the listening people that are listening, they will not understand or comprehend because they do not know. This is why they don't perceive. Even when it will be shown to them before their very eyes. Luke 8:10. He said to them, to his disciples, to you it has been given to come progressively, to know, to recognize or understand more strongly and clearly the mysteries and secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that they, though they look, they may not see, and hearing they may not comprehend. You understand what it is not to understand here? You know what I'll tell you? Blessed are you. Blessed are those that are watching us. I'm not saying this lightly. Listen to me very carefully. You are blessed because you completely, fully comprehend and perceive what is happening right now. You know that if you only see and hear, Jesus already says you will receive a great reward from God. Because this, to hear, you already have to have a right heart. A person with a wrong heart is not able to see or hear. And with stories with Pharisees, we can see that. So what if you have mistakes? You might have mistakes and do things wrong, but you are able to hear and to see. You have comprehension that this is God. You don't need to tell me anything. God teaches. You know how the Lord brings our focus into the right view? He says, let me direct you. Let me tell you in your heart where is the truth and where it's not the truth. Will you? You're always drawn by those things that are inside of you. And the question is, what is inside of you? Who, from the very childhood, from the birth, focused upon these things? Why is it this for you is not from God. God creates what He wants. Again, I repeat, whatever He wants. Read the Bible, you will be shocked by what God does. He does what He wants. And believe me, God didn't stop just with the Bible. These are just some things that have been chronologized, that has been written down, and it also shares with the things that will happen. It also it says, "I will, behold, I make all things new." He says, write these words down because they are yes and true, yes and amen. John, so God is in the process. He's moving. He continues creating constantly. This is why someone came into the building, sit down, 5 minutes of being here, it's enough for him to look at me and say, this pastor is not from God. You understand, right? Why? Not because he knows God, but because his vision, someone made it up for him. He's got images how it is. And you think this is how you see it. No, this is Grandma Kathy that has been working on you since you were five. This is what she sees. Grandma Nadia and Grandpa Stefan, this is your Holy Trinity that says this is not from God. If you're jumping, it's not from God. This is Satan, Satan. If you're raising your hands, it's Satan. It's not the Lord. You say this is your opinion. It's not your opinion. Listen to me very carefully. Do you know that we don't have our opinion? Our opinion is made up by someone. Oh, you probably didn't get it. If you're a wise individual, and you will rewind a little bit right now, you'll understand why is it that you like the car Honda, for instance. What do you have against Hondas? Nothing. I'm just asking, why is it that you like it? Because when you came out of the airport, some sort of Russian guy put you into a Honda. It wasn't finished all the way. It wasn't painted completely. And they took you on the roads and said, check out how this car is driving. Eh, Mercedes, that's nothing. BMW, forget about it. This is the car. This is a car. Look over here, brother. I tell you how it is, all, how everything works here. And you're driving, you're, wow, look at all the skyscrapers, streets. Your Honda, and then you go to auction, car auction, and the guy that was driving you in that auction says, look, the same car, take it. And you come to the parking lot and say, you're not the first one that had that same idea. There are 15 of those people, and they all want to buy it. And this is just the car. This could be about everything, about clothes, about food. We have our own meaning, really. If you're planning on having your own opinion, you know, your own understanding, then get ready for everything to go against you. This is what it means to have your own opinion. Oh, somebody will say it's not from God. What you think? You know what? This is just what they think. If you take up a revelation that is spoken or is being sung in a song, and you see it as a revelation from God, and you say, Lord, I let you right now to speak into my heart to tell me if this is God or not. Wait, He will tell you. If you are, of course, sincere with the Lord. To see, you have to take away the things that you've been looking at before, the things that you knew before, or perceived, because it's not you and it's not yours. Why is it that God constantly has to take us through hard things so that we can learn to see? You've never noticed any of the cripples until someone in your family became a cripple or was born a cripple. Now you see all of them. You want to help them. Now you open up a fund and you're collecting money. And now you're saying, wow, let me help him. You leave everything to help some sort of cripple. Why? Have you seen them before? Yeah. But why didn't you not see them? You understand how God works with us, right? We all see everything, but we do not understand. We understand only what has been opened up by God on the inside, and this is where we're drawn to. In the same country, one can see complete blessing, the other will cry and be completely depressed. And remember what nice cow they had back in their other land. And I want fresh milk. I'm telling you a true story here. I'm not making it up. I was fishing. I was listening to this guy crying how he wanted to milk a cow and drink warm milk right away. That's just, you know, was just fresh milk from the cow. And I said, oh my gosh. I cut the glass. It almost spilled. You understand, right? Look. Why? Because someone said, Sonny, if you will have a cow and a cowshed, then you are a successful person. And in your understanding, in your comprehension, if you don't have a cow, you will never be successful. Some people, they move into those places where you can have cows and pigs because their vision lets them comprehend that you're supposed to have a pig in the pen by your window. You're supposed to have chickens. You're supposed to have that. You understand what it is to look and not see, to listen and not hear, or to hear the completely opposite of what's being said. The same thing. Oh, listen to the wonderful message. Oh, no, no, no. This is not what he meant. This is not what I comprehended. He is hypnotizing you. He is joking with you, so he's just leading you on. And then he is going to add his poison into you. My God. And you're... Really? I'm afraid of him now. He kind of looks like Kashpirovsky as well. That Russian psychic. My God. Oh, Lord, forgive me. My God. You don't have a single drop of God on the inside to even discern God. I feel sorry for you. Because your whole life, you will be depending on somebody's wrong opinion or vision. Your whole life, someone will dictate into your ears what is the truth. I feel sorry for you because all of you will be discouraged, those of you that did not see what he's showing. You will not hear what he is saying. Small example. Many years ago, I bought a car. Came to America, bought a car. Didn't think much on it. And then, as soon as I bought it, I washed it, I polished it, I washed the wheels, I sat in it, and I was driving. And I was amazed. How many... How many people have this car? For instance, Ilusha, you started driving Audis, and you started noticing Audis everywhere. What, did they just appear? Or you just started noticing them? Look at this wonderful car. What's unique? Did I see that before? Yes, I did, but how I didn't discern it, comprehend it? Think about it. That has to do with everything in our life. That is the backbone. So I want him to put himself into me so I can discern him, see him, hear him. Understand me? I really don't care if he's wearing kids or is he wearing gym shorts or whatever. I don't care. I said, I want God. That's it. Let him joke, make him cry, or lay on the floor the whole service. I don't care. I want God. I don't care about this container that's crying here at the moment. I want God that is in that container, because all of us, are part of God revealed only to you, nobody else. Billions will have billions of revelations, and everyone will have their own. Very unique. Because our God is great. Also, this information is that you made up of subconsciously in you. It will attract you to the things that are in it. And this is why you find yourself in those surroundings. In Ukraine, somewhere, you are out there in the middle of nowhere. Some sort of silly village. And over there, they had these choirs. And they had this wonderful choir. So tell me, why is it? You came thousands of miles away. You found the same blessing here. Same choir. Not just like a complete copy. Sit there and say, wow. Like we had it. Wow. Psalm 147 for the soul, brother. Why?
Потому что ты не видишь ничего, кроме того, что запрограммировано внутри тебя.
Because you don't see anything else but what has programmed inside of you. And from America, you'll make a small village. Because in that small village where you're from, you felt comfortable.
Amen?
Amen? This is why it is written, only those that search find. The ones that search, they find. You'll tell people, here it is. And know why he'll never find it or see it? Because he's not searching for it. He doesn't need it. This is God. No. That's God too, and God's over there as well. God is everywhere, by the way. If you think about it, he'll not see because he's not searching. Why is it written? This is a thorny path. The way we understand, there is a very small road that you, with your full gospel, will not push through.
So,
you're going through. It's very, the path is very, very small. No. Original means this. The road is narrow, not just narrow. It's just a path. A highway. 10 lanes one way, 10 lanes the other way. And somewhere out there in the forest, in the middle of nowhere, there's a path, a narrow road. But you will not find it. By going on a freeway, you'll never find it. What you have to do is get off the freeway and start searching for this back road. This is what original meant. Narrow roads, thorny narrow road. What? Original says that a path that nobody sees, that is the path into the kingdom. I am walking. We have 5,000 members in our church. Wonderful. You counted everybody? You sure you counted everybody? He's so proud of it. We have this, we have that. And who are you? I'm a small member. Some of you understood that. Some didn't. Those of you that did, praise the Lord.
I can sing the song.
Those that search, they find. This is why the narrow path is narrow and hidden, because not everybody finds it. Remember, it's like when we went to pick mushrooms and someone told you, listen, you'll go over there, you'll make a turn right there. You see that tree that's kind of like split in three? Turn to the right, and right there, go softly because there's a field of mushrooms. And you go in there and you find 375 Ukrainians that found that path. And you come with your bucket. Oh, wow, everybody's there. You know why? Because someone also told them. There are mushrooms there. There. And you come there. There's white fish there, and there's salmon. You can catch the fish there. And we come to that place, to that river, and it's just full of Ukrainians. We're all Americans, only Ukrainians. Speak in secrets to each other. There's fish over there, fish over there.
Vasily!
I was driving for 5 hours, and I'm sitting right next to Vasily. I'm in America. Please.
Why?
We have the same information. This is why.
Hello.
Hello. You understand me? I'm like hypnotizing you right now. Oh my God. How crazy must you be to believe that nonsense? Look. This is why the path to God is narrow path. Not everybody can find it. Only some find it. To see it, you have to be full with that. You have to be full of the seed of the good in order to search for the good. The goodness exists only because you have the seed of it inside of you. Remember when God spoke to Israel to come and, against the enemy from the other side? Remember what the enemy saw. They saw the sea of blood, and they thought that the Israelites, they fought against each other, and they killed each other. We'll read this story. It's a very unique story, because in it the Lord revealed to me very unique things. Look, let's read that. 2 Kings 3:15.
This is where the secret of how God moves. If you listen to Him, He will explain to you how to be successful. You need to already begin saying certain things that beforehand He programmed into you, and they distinguish that.
Глубоковато было. 4:15.
А теперь, but now bring me a minstrel. You know, some say, oh, what, you can't do without music? Yes, we can. Here he said, put something in front of me that's with worship. Look. And while the minstrel played, and the hand and power of the Lord came upon Elisha, and he said, thus says the Lord, make this dry bread full of trenches. Thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind or rain, yet the raven shall be filled with water, and so your cattle and your beasts of burden may drink.
Вы срубите все хорошие деревья, вы перекроете все источники воды, все лучшие поля вы уничтожите,
забросав камнями. Утром, 20-й
стих, слушай, здесь начинается
мясо. Утром, во время утреннего жертвоприношения, вода поднялась на стороны Идома, и долина наполнилась водой. И мы слышали, что цари идут воевать. Behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. When all the Moabites heard that the kings had come up to fight against them, and all who were able to push them. Tell me why it appeared to them that this was blood, and not grape juice, for example, or some other substance. Why? Why? Listen carefully. Here, there is a secret. God said, do this way, because He knew, He programmed the picture into their minds. He knew as soon as they saw this into their head, something would be activated that they already knew somewhere, because they've already somewhere seen something similar. And they already defeated someone with this image in their minds. If you spend a long time with God, you begin to understand how this comes together. And God said, do this way. But to you, this seems like nonsense. Digging holes. They're coming towards us. What do we need to dig? Can you believe this? 300 men. Let's dig a garden. And some say, what? God said, wait. I will play on the image that's embedded in your subconscious.
They were,
these people already encountered this situation, similar situation sometimes before, to where they went into battle. And when they finally reached their destination, they figured out that they were wrong, because there was no water previously there. And here, guys come out and say, come here. In other words, they all died. And when they finally reached where they were supposed to be, they went back home with smiles. You understand why we need to listen to God? Why we need to listen to God?
Some say,
well, I don't understand this way.
You don't understand anything
at all.
You need to begin doing what he tells you. Because right now, in the movement, in this movement, so many elements are part of it. Your role is to listen to God. You know, God has many of these things. The Bible includes many of these things. Why did this happen? This is very simple. What was in their subconscious, God projected into their images in their subconscious. Meaning, in other words, what they wanted to see. God let them see what they wanted to see. And they were part of an illusion of water. Look. You know why you say some people sit in not just dead, but the most dead churches? Because for them, this is an illusion of water.
They see in there what they want to see.
And only when they begin to become a little awakened, they get submerged back into that reality. Which is better. And you continue to enjoy this. Look. By listening to God, you need to listen to God because he knows the measure of our human hearts. Remember Gideon? Without a single weapon, without a single tank, no sword, no nothing. Just a vessel. And that's the only thing they had to go into war with. That's all. With these inexperienced guys. And look. I understand Gideon. He's like a normal guy. He couldn't understand. God, are you sure that this team can be capable of doing anything? God said, are you doubting? Just go listen what I told them about you. Hello. And he creeps in with his servant. I had a dream. You know, God will tell everything to your enemies in their dreams. All you need to do is just play your role. No, you don't understand.
Do
you remember what was said?
Они рассказывали, и он такой жорный, и он ударил, и все загорелось, и там кто-то ударил, «Гэппэч, гэппэч, гэппэч, гэппэч!»
The conflicts that they, that both of these people had together, both of this team had. But now we must do the same thing. Because this was all an illusion. This was all a dream for all of them. It was one accidental prophetic dream. And now you have to do everything carefully, or otherwise nothing will work. And these people went into action and started fighting and started making noises for God. And in this process, they were trying to fulfill the destiny of the prophetic dream that they totally missed. God works. Why we need to listen to him word for word, step by step? Because already there, in the future, he already prepared everything for us. All we have to do is just come and play a role. That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he said to those people. God, how are we going now? How are we walking now? You know, God loves to surprise nations, people, until accidents happen. Look. The promised land. Here, that did not work so well. Do you remember? In the promised land, where God wanted to bring his people, it did not work. Because he already did everything for Israel. He, you know, departed the sea, fed them. Nobody got sick. Nobody died. He provided everything for them. Everybody heard about this. And what happened? God told them, you have to enter. Why? Because he already structures your mind for this. It doesn't matter how much weapons you have. He took away their desire to fight. I weakened their understanding. Have you, any of you got a ticket and went to court? And only the moment previously, before you go into the court, you're already getting nervous. And when you actually came to court, the judge is like, oh, just a dollar. And you're like, what? I was worried all this week for the stressful court, but it wasn't that bad. Do you know what God is doing? I'm not just kidding around. I'm saying that God puts pictures into your mentality and projects them into your life. And your enemies see that, and they are waiting for you. They already, they're ready for you. They're ready to fight or...
Нет, стоп, здесь секрет. Ты заметил, как
Have you noticed that wherever you go,
oh,
it's going to be so bad, it's going to be so terrible, you haven't slept nights, didn't eat for days. But when you come and everything is totally different, and imagine when you come and everything is actually the way you anticipated it to be. And that's what God does. He programs your enemy, and when Israel comes, he says, do exactly like this, and they look, wow, look, it's exactly what we anticipated. We've seen this before. But afterwards, I will not tell you what happened. Because something was very unpleasant. In the promised land, God prepared everything already, but the image that was in subconscious minds of Israel was in bondage and slavery. They saw themselves as victims, and they all died, but the ones that remained alive and lived through were the ones who agreed with God's plan for their life. You know why nothing's happening around you? Because in your heart and subconscious, in spirit, you have no hook, no platform to where that can sink and emerge. You're not receiving that because you're not pursuing it. The whole Bible, I'm finishing. I'll try. The whole Bible is written with strange things that God told his children, and regardless of how strange this appears in the eyes of people around them, still do that if that's what God told you to do, because only he himself knows the capacity of a human heart. God expects full and total obedience because he prepared everything for you and your victory, and only your disobedience and your logical mind that's in reality foolishness in the eyes of God will get in the way of your calling. While we're looking at this illusion, pay attention. There's hundreds of people in the world, and they all see something very different, very different reality. So the most important thing is not what is in front of your eyes, but what is internal in you. Do you understand this? Looking at this world is an illusion, because if this is the truth, then we would all see the same thing. Meaning that what I see is not a reality, but what is reality is how I see it. Meaning that I don't change this, but I need to change this internal. And to see something in him and find something in him, we need to look for it. One, to search, we need to know what we're searching for. Remember, like a hedgehog in the fog. This is how our Christianity is. Hedgehog in the fog. Or in the bushes, I don't know. Or I looked, there was some strange smoke. Okay. Anyways, no time for this. Look. I like this stuff. By the way, Hitchcock in the Fog is the movie that was number one in Japan. True story. I didn't understand this at first. How could this be? Oh, they'll write more movies like this. I can do like a beetle in the fog. I can come up with better things. I can come up with such interesting things. Everything will be in fog. I can just make everything one big illusion. Anyways, going back.
Чтобы в мире иллюзии что-то видеть,
нужно видеть и найти. In the illusion of this world, we need to look for it, to look for it, we need to know what we're looking for. In other words, God needs to give us the knowledge of what we're looking for, meaning that we constantly need to be in unity with God. Matthew 3:15 provides this. In other words, people come for healing. That's the biggest thing. Your problem and spiritual blindness is that your spiritual blindness, you declare it as vision. That is where your problem lies. I say, God, I don't know, I don't see, give me your wisdom and knowledge, I am yours, you teach me, and then I will never understand for the rest of my life. You only need to open this, and open yourself to me, and I want more and more of you in my life. Have a humble heart, will always open doors in front of you. To hear that God wants to tell you, it doesn't necessarily mean having physical ears. And for him to project something into your life, you don't always need to have physical eyes to see this. So I end with this phrase. Like faith of the person believes in the unseen, same way,
faith
sees when there's nothing you can to see, but everything is what is internal in you. That's what matters is the most. Let's stand. Ask him oil that he will put on your eyes. Say, God, clean my ears, cleanse my ears to see. Take away this veil from my eyes so I am able to see. You don't necessarily have to have physical eyes to see what God has to show or have physical ears to hear what he says. You need to have something internal that will draw you, that will call you, that will search and pursue and find. I am not even close to being done with this. I'm just putting down some principles. Let God open more and more things to you, my dear ones, because particularly your vision, that is what depends. Many of your things depend on that. If Jesus said this, most of all, the one who sees, the one who hears, he emphasized this always, the whole New Testament is eyes and ears, meaning that it's something serious. And I know that God doesn't say something often if it's not serious. He continues to say, to remind, to knock, and say, children, you don't see it, not because I'm not here, but because you're not searching, you're not understanding. For you, this is all one big parable, and this illusion became your reality. Ask him to see. Ask him, because for some of you, this is vital sermon, this is topic for you right now, because everything you see is an illusion. Your vision is skewed. And what is straight for you, it's skewed, and what is skewed is straight. Because you have spirit of religion, of this world, rebuke and say, God, I want to see you. What you show, I want to see. I don't want to have anyone's opinion influencing me. I want to have my opinion. God, please give me my own opinion. Ask him. Ask him. Let me see, God. You. My problem is I don't see. I don't hear. Open. Tell me. Make yourself visible. Lord. I want to see how you see. I want to hear how you hear. I want to understand how you, what you have to give. Make known, Lord. Make known to us, your church. Show us who you are. Explain to us what you want to do. We want to know. Here is why this prophetic generation needs to arise, that we'll see and hear what God is saying to the church. Say, God. Make known, Lord. Change us. We don't see anything. We know nothing. Explain to us. Give us wisdom. Give us the discernment heart. He's alive. He's alive. My God is alive. Amen. Give him praise. Take this for yourself and know that the problem is not before you, it's in you. Let him touch you and you will see different.